Well, troops, as promised a few days ago, I have invited our base commander from Tansadut Air Base Saigon to come to the station tonight and defend himself against certain allegations made by me, Dave Rabbit, regarding him being a flaming queen who not only is a transsexual, but is also a topless pole dancer at Saigon's only gay bar called the Sperm Well. Good evening, Colonel Jessup, and thank you for coming by the studio.
No problem.
As we reported a few days ago, Colonel, one of our underground radio first-termer news reporters, PFC William T. Santiago, not only took pictures of you during your topless routine, but witnessed all kinds of lewd behavior on your part at the Sperm Well gay bar.
Who the fuck is PFC William T. Santiago?
Colonel, he is an Army reporter that works for Radio First Termer. I've already told you that. He covers the Saigon bar scenes with Pete.
Don't I feel like the fucking asshole?
No problem, sir. But back to my question. It has been alleged by me that not only are you a fucking Nelly queen, but you also do lap dances, topless pole routines, and all kinds of lewd other acts at the Sperm Well gay bar.
If you haven't gotten a blowjob from a superior officer, well, you're just letting the best in life pass you by.
Yes, I'm sure that's true, sir. But what about my allegations?
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color?
No, sir. If your stockings, bra, and panties that you're wearing right now here in the studio are any indication, my guess would be red. Now, are you a fucking raging queen?
Is there another kind?
Come on, Colonel. Stop hedging and answer the fucking question.
Take caution in your tone.
Okay, so are you denying that you have given enlisted men in Saigon numerous hand jobs during your tour?
Sometimes men take matters into their own hands.
Pete and Santiago said they saw you talking to Captain Pansy's wife, Ralph. When you walked away from him, he ran screaming into the streets. What on earth did you possibly tell Ralph?
No need to stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
Colonel, don't you think giving soldiers direct orders and commands to let you blow them is against your sacred oath of being an officer and a gentleman?
We follow orders, son. We follow orders or people die.
Don't call me son. I'm Dave Rabbit, the most famous of all underground radio station hosts, and I am not your fucking son.
You want answers?
I want the fucking truth, Colonel!
You can't handle the truth!
Enough bullshit, Colonel. Will you answer my fucking question?
Extend me some fucking courtesy. I'll answer the question.
Then goddamn it, answer it now!
You ever served in an infantry unit?
No, sir, I'm in the fucking Air Force.
Ever served in a forward area?
You mean other than the three tours I've done in Vietnam?
Ever put your life in another man's hands? Asked him to put his life in yours?
Well, one time Pete and I went to Bangkok for 3 days in this really famous whorehouse, but I don't know if that counts.
We live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You?
Well, I did serve as an augmentee for 30 days when I was at Phan Rang, and I got to ride in the rat patrol jeep and fire the big 50 cal machine gun over the fence line as harassment fire for that fucking VC Charlie.
You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Actually, sir, we don't have any fucking walls in Saigon. I just want to know about the topless pole dancing. I think I am entitled to a fucking answer.
You want to investigate me? Roll the dice and take your chances. I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Colonel, answer my fucking question. Are you a faggot queen that wears women's dresses, does topless pole dances, carries a velvet purse, and did you or did you not blow half of the base over the Christmas holidays?
You're goddamn right I did!
Oh, shit. Pete, Nugent, get the door. The security police are waiting outside to arrest Colonel Jessup.
I'm gonna get on a plane and go on back to my base.
Colonel, we are 5 fucking blocks from the base. You can walk with the security police.
What's going on? I did my job. I do it again.
Then you better get a better fucking wardrobe, because once you get out of Long Bend, that fucking outfit that you have on right now is going to be out of date.
You snotty little bastard. All you did was weaken a country today. That's all you did.